Okay, we're in Daf Chesem Beis. We had begun the sugya of mana inkan, mashka inkan, and we saw a very basic machlokes rishonim as to whether we're dealing over here with the inkan. We're talking over here in mitzius. That's the way Rashi understood and the Ravid as well. Or we're talking over here about a halacha that even if we have a mana and even if we have a mashkon, you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with this mana or with this mashkon. And there the Ramban felt that this is a halachic statement, that just as in the world of get, we have a principle that ogid be, that as long as it's still connected to the husband, there's no get. Hu hadin, in the world of Kedushin, as long as this money is still connected to the husband, it's a chov that he owes, or it's a mashkon that relates to that chov that he owes, namely that doesn't stick by her, that's only by her temporarily, that cannot serve as kesef kedushin. And then we also pointed out that we have a basic machlokes rishonim and a different configuration as to whether one can create a chov by handing over a mashkon. In other words, does the mashkon follow the chov, or can the mashkon precede the chov? Can the mashkon engender a chov? That Rashi understands that a chov is created by a loan, a chov is created by an odisa, a chov. There are all sorts of ways of creating a chov. However, a handing over a mashkon is not a way of creating a chov. Masha'in ken, we saw, and that according to the Ramban and the Ravid, that you can, C-A-N, you can create a chov via a mashkon. That's a tremendous chiddush, as we pointed out, that you can create a shibud nechasim even without a shibud haguf. That generally the shibud haguf is that which brings about a shibud nechasim. Because he owes me money, therefore I have a lien on his property. To say that because I have a lien on his property, that creates a shibud, in other words, where that's a yesh meyayin, that's what the Ramban and the Ravid say is possible. The only difference between the two of them is that what our sugi is talking about. According to the Ravid, it's possible, but our sugi is not talking about that case. According to the Ramban, it's possible. Our sugi is talking about that case. You can create a chov, but you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with such a chov because it's still Agid Bey. That's what we saw last time. Here, on this issue, we have a Tosos who weighs in. And as I pointed out to you, the Tosos that we have, according to many Achronim, is truncated and is really a version of that which is found in the Tosos HaRosh, where we have the Tosos pretty much in its entirety. And our Tosos has bits and snippets from the Rosh, and sometimes it's hard to read the continuity of Tosos because some of the words that would normally connect the Shitos are missing. So let's try and learn parallel. That's why, so I'm aware that the Tosos HaRosh is, many of you have in the back of your Gemara, and you all have the Rosh in the back of your Gemara, and this is also quoted in the Piskei HaTos, Piskei HaRosh, in Siman Yud. But I think it's easier if you have them one parallel to the other. What I did was, I underlined the words in the Tosos HaRosh that are found in our Tosfos, but as you see, there's quite a bit which is missing from our Tosfos as well. I didn't underline everything, just the what I viewed as the Iker. Tosfos begins, Upiresh. Mana einkan umashkon einkan upiresh ve'eina mekudeshes lefi shehaisha nikneis bekesef v'hakesef eino be'en hech yikne she'ein hamashkon tachas hakesef kevan shelo yishayer biyad haisha. Period. So if we look in the parallel Tosfos HaRosh, this Piresh is Yesh Mefarshim. That the Rosh is quoting a Yesh Mefarshim, that wherever we have a din of Kinyan Kesef, which is by Isha, which is by Eved, which is by Sadeh, wherever we have a din of Kinyan Kesef, parallel to the Gemara that's we're going to see in a little while about the Amma, about the Shifcha Kananis, parallel to that situation, whenever we're dealing with the Kinyan Kesef, then we say, Mana Einkan, Mashkon Einkan. Why? Look in the underlined part of the Tosos HaRosh, Lefisha Niknin B'Kesef, V'Einkan Kesef Sheyuchal Liknos, that we're missing Kesef. A Chov is not Kesef. Whose Shita is this? In other words, that the Chov is not considered to be Kesef? This is The Ramban here, or also, we saw in Daf Tak and Daf Hey Amud Aleph, the Rashba. This is the Ramban, the Rashba, as opposed to Rashi. Rashi holds that a chov, an IOU, is kesef. It's shave kesef. You can sell an IOU. And so a chov is kesef. However, this Yesh Mefarshim holds that a chov is not kesef. What about the mashkon? The mashkon is only temporary. Ein ha-mashkon tachas ha-kesef, shelonit nolo liskot begufo. It was not given to her to remain by her. As the Tosus points out, kevan shel yisher b'yada isha. So we're missing kesef. Then Tosfos by us has a parenthetical comment, which is not found in the Tosfos HaRosh. Vadayi omar lo hiskad shei b'mashkon zeh v'hamashkon yesh shelach pshita de mekudeshet. If the person is going to say an oxymoron, namely, I want you to be mekudeshet with this mashkon, and even though classically a mashkon is only temporary, it's until I pay the loan, I want this mashkon to remain by you, namely basically saying it's a mashkon but it's not a mashkon, then it works, right? In other words, the whole issue of the mashkon is sof, he's giving her gufo kesef. This is not a chov. He's giving her something in her hand. The problem, we said, was that it doesn't remain by her. It's only temporary. But if he tells her it's going to remain by her, so there's no issue. That's vaday, okay? Tosus HaRosh doesn't bother to say that because that's obvious. Aratosus points it out, that vaday, yomar lo yiskachi yimashkon zeva mashkon yeshalach pshita de mekudeshet. Now, at this point, the Tosus HaRosh, yes?
What makes it a mashkon in that case?
It's really not a mashkon. Namely, he says it's a mashkon, that this is going to be, I plan to give you money, right? And this will be like a surety that I'm going to give you the money. But in any case, I'm going to leave it by you.
So it's not a mashkon, why is it a mashkon?
So that's what he points out, that if it's really not a mashkon, if it's really a gift, right, to her, but he uses the phrase mashkon, but he really is telling her it's going to stay by her. That's why I call it an oxymoron. It's something which is a tarte de sasre. There's an inner contradiction. A mashkon by its nature is never going to stay by the person. It's only temporary, a temporary gevia. But he's saying, I'm giving you this as a mashkon because I'm telling you I'm going to give you, you know, it's this is like, you know, I'm giving you this diamond ring, but I have $1 million in my vault I plan to give you. But this ring, even when I give you the $1 million, you can still keep the ring. So that's what, you know, it's really, it's not a mashkon, it's a gift, but he called it a mashkon. Tov. At this point, the Tosus HaRosh then goes on to, it quotes this Yesh Mefarshim, and says that this Yesh Mefarshim holds a certain manner in terms of handing over a mashkon. And I'm reading now the third line of Tosfos HaRosh. Aval, im adam noten matana lechavero, v'nasan lo mashkon bishvil ha-matana, if I say, I want to give you a gift of shas, but I don't have the shas yet, right? I want to give you a shas as a gift, so I'm going to give you a chumash as a mashkon for the shas. Okay? So then, Meshichas, in other words, we say Meshichas Hamashkon Ki'ilu Zacha B'Matana. So the halacha is that the moment that you lift the chumash, now I am Meshubad to give you the shas. I just said I was going to give it to you. But the moment that you pick up the mashkon, that statement of mine turns into a chov. Namely, what the Yesh Mefarshim says, you can create an obligation, you can create a chov via Meshichas Mashkon. Whose shita was this that we saw last week? The Ramban and the Ravid. This is the Ramban and the Ravid, that you can create a chov handing over a mashkon. It's not going to help you in Kedushin. In Kedushin, you can't be Mekadosh an Isha with your own chov. That's what he said originally. Eina Mekudeshet, Isha nicknames Bekesef. Kesef Eino Be'en. But if we're not talking about Kesef, or Eved, or Karka, we're talking about a Matana. So the Yesh Mefarshim says, I can create a Matana via Meshichas HaMashkon. Umevi and Raya, and they bring a Raya from a sugya in Hasocher Es HaUmnin that will hold off for a while what that Raya is, because Tosus is also going to bring it a little later. On this statement of the Yesh Mefarshim, the Tosus HaRosh says, V'lesa, I disagree with it. And here is where our Tosus kicks in. Our Tosus says, U'kemokein im Adam Amar Lechaveiro, Eten lecha mana b'matana v'hiniach lo mashkon aleha lo kana hamana b'meshichas hamashkon v'en lechalek b'matana lekedushin. Namely, that Tosus by us after starting with the Yesh Meforshim, continues into the Rosh's Velesa. I disagree with the Yesh Meforshim. The Yesh Meforshim, after pointing out that you can't, that if you can create alone via Meshichas HaMashkan, but it cannot help you for Kedushin, but it can help you for a Matana. On that, the Rosh says, Velesa, no. Just like it's no good for Kedushin, it's no good for a Matana. You cannot make a Matana. You can't. The Rosh holds, you cannot create a Chov. And therefore, Ein Chiluk Be Matana Le Kedushin. This is what our Tosfos is saying in the Kamokain. Kamokain, Im Adam, Amal Chavero, Ten Lecha Mana Be Matana, V'niach O'mashkan Aleha, Lo Kona HaMana Be Meshichas HaMashkan. This is the Rosh against the Yesh Mefarshim. Again, within our Tosfos, the whole syntax is broken up. But understand that this is not a Kamokain in terms of what he said previously. This is a disagreement with what he said previously. Why? Why can you not create a chov via Meshichas HaMashkan? So our Tosfos doesn't explain, but in the Tosfos HaRosh he says, look right after the underlined part, Tam Echad Lekulan, that the reason that you cannot create a chov via Mesiris HaMashkan either for Kedushin or for Matana, Lefisha Ein HaMashkan Meshubad Lekrum, is because the Shibud Nechasim on the Mashkon has nothing to relate to. Mishum de Adam Yochol Leshabed Nechasav Ledavar Shenischayev Bo. If there is a debt, if there is a Shibud Haguf, then we can create a Shibud Nechasim to relate to the Shibud Haguf. That's a classic Mashkon. Avol Bedavar Shalon Ischayev, but if there was never a debt, Lo Chal Shibud Al Nechasav. You can't create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud Haguf. This is what the Rosh is explaining. Uva Matana Sha'amar Lo Liten Lo, and therefore if I say I'm going to give you a gift, Lo Nischayev Ba. I never created a debt, I never created an obligation, I just said, V'lo Yischayev Ba La'olam. And I can't create it by handing over a mashkan, L'fishi Yochol Lachzor Bo. Words without a kinyan are just words. L'fikach lo nishtabed lo ha-mashkon me-mishichasov. So I don't have a debt, I don't have a mashkon, it's meaningless. Okay? Namely that which according to the Yesh Mefarshim can be created, according to Tosfos and the Tosfos Harosh, cannot be created. Okay? Our problem is going to be that the Yesh Mefarshim brought a raya from a Sugim Baba Metzia to their approach, and we're going to have to see how Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh knocked down the Raya. But before that, our Tosfos tosses in something which is not found in the Tosfos HaRosh. Again, the Tosfos have different editors, and so our Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen is infamous, or famous, depending as to how you want to look at it, for saying that the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, because it's too hard to be mekayim the mitzvah satulios ba'aretz. Such a tosas, Reb Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, omer, she'im adam, im amar adam lechaveiro, etein lecha mana b'matana, v'heilech mashkon alav, v'al tachzir li ha-mashkon, ad she'etein lecha ha-mana, ozvada yoch ra'akev ha-mashkon, ad she'yiten lo ha-mana. That even though I cannot create a debt by Mesiras HaMashkon, that we saw as Tosfos and Shita, I can't create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud Haguf, but I can create a Tanai. Namely, I can give you an object and say, I do not want you to return this object to me until I give you that which I promised you. I can give you my Chumash and say, I don't want you to return this Chumash to me until I give you a Shas. Then you don't have to return the Chumash until I gave you a Shas. Namely, I can make a Tanai. Tanai I can make, but I can't create an obligation. In other words, that I can create the result with using a different formula. I'm not trying to create a debt by handing over a Mashkon. I'm simply making a condition. The condition is that you can keep this Chumash until I give you the Shas. Okay? That I can do. That's Tanai Sheba Mamon, called Tanai Sheba Mamon Kayam. That's not. I'm not creating a debt. I'm just creating via my Tanai a situation where I can't get my chumash back until I give you the shas. So, to a certain degree, I created a debt, but not by going for the jugular, not by creating a debt formally or directly, but by making an end run. I made a tenai I can make. You can keep the chumash until I give you a shas. So the bottom line is, it's the equivalent of having a mashkon on my shas. But I did it via tenai. That works. Okay. Now we come to the crux of the issue, and that is, we have a machlokas rishonim. A machlokas we saw last week between Rashi on one hand and the Ramban and the Ravid on the other hand. Can I create a debt by Besiras HaMashkon? Here we have that same machlokas between the Pirish, the Yesh Mefarshim, with which Tosfos starts, again, which is missing in our Tosfos, but it's found in the Tosfos HaRosh, and our Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh, Velesa, right? The Kamokim, that I cannot create a chov by handing over a mashkon. Don't we have a black and white Gemara? What's the black and white Gemara? So now let's look into our Tosfos. Vitema. Don't I have a problem, says Tosfos, meha da amar ba socher es ha'umnin, with the raya that the Yesh Mefarshim quoted from Baba Metzia, the beginning of Perak HaSocher Es Ha'umnin, gabi ha'socher es ha'polim la'lot pishtan v'chol davar shehu avud, that if we're dealing with a situation where I hire workers to do an action, where if they back out, I'm going to have a tremendous financial loss. Namely, that when I have my pishtan, which is currently boiling in a pot in order to be able to clean it, if I don't pull it out at the right time, it's going simply to be destroyed. So I hired these poalim to come on Friday morning to pull my pishtan out of this big pot where it had been boiling, and like this big laundromat. But if I don't pull it out of the laundromat at the right time, it's just going to turn into gook. Okay? B'makom she'ein sham adam, and I have no alternative. If they don't do it, I'm stuck. V'chazru b'hem. And they call me Friday morning, sorry, we can't come, we have a golf game, we're just not going to come this morning. So the Mishnah paskins, socher alehen o mat'an, that if I didn't yet pay them their full amount, I can use the money that I had planned to give them to hire someone else, or mat'an, I can promise them the world and only give them their wages, because they're messing me up, so in other words, I can play hardball with them. Okay? V'ko'amrinan, ad kama socher alehen, and how much can I hire new workers, you know, at their expense? Amar Rav Nachman, ad kedei scharan. Up to the amount that I would have paid them, I can pay other workers, and they're going to lose out, even if they already began the job. Esvei Rav al Rav Nachman, ad arboim v'chamishim zuz. We find that I can even hire other poalim at an exorbitant amount on their cheshbon. Right? Where does that come from? So the Gemara says over there, that, in other words, we're starting with the Mishnah Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and the Gemara is on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Hasam, when does Rava say that I can go all the way up to Arba'im Chishim Zuz? Kishebos Chavila Biado. When the package came to my hands. What package are they talking about? Pirish Sheba'u Klei Ha'umnus Shel HaPoel Liad Bal HaBayit. Namely, that they left their tools by me. In order to be able to pull the pishtan out of the laundry, they have hooks, and they have winches, and they have all sorts of tools. These tools are worth a lot of money. So those tools they brought to my house already on Thursday, because they're supposed to do the job on Friday, or they began on Thursday, and I need them to continue on Friday. When I have these tools, I can use these tools, the value of the tools, to hire someone to the price of the value of the tools. V'hashta ki bos chavila biyado mayhave. In other words, l'chora, what we're saying over here is that these tools serve as a mashkon. They serve as a mashkon, that these poalim owe me, and this serves as a mashkon. And therefore, I can now activate the mashkon by using it to pay someone else. How can I do that? Hamona einkan, mashkon einkan. In other words, There was never a kinyan between me and the Poholim. It was all words, right? It was all over the phone. I said, please come. They said, sure, we're coming. Now they call me back that they have a golf game and they're not going to come. How can I take their tools and sell them, you know, or and hire someone else? It's their tools. What created this debt? It appears that they owe me. What created this debt? So this is the raya of the Yesh Mefarshim, that handing over a mashkon creates a debt. The moment that they brought me their tools, they are now mechuyav to this job, and if they don't do this job, since they're mechuyav, I can be tofes. I can be tofes the mashkon and use it to hire someone else. Where do we, you know, like, what created this debt? Kanareh, the handing over the mashkon. So this is the raya of the Yesh Mefarshim. You can create a debt by handing over a mashkon. So what does Tosus and Tosus HaRosh do with this? Right? In other words, just to go back to the Tosus HaRosh, when you go, in other words, on the third line towards the end, the Mevi and Raya, they bring a proof that you that Meshichas HaMashkon Kilu Zocha B'Matana Mehadam Rinu Perek HaSocher Sa'umnin Dekamar Hasam Umnim Shechazru Ben B'Dover Ha'aved Ubascha V'Losan Liad B'Labayis Hainu Kreyum Nosan Shel HaPoalim Socher Aleim Ad Kedei Demeim. It really should be Arboim Chamishim Zuz Kein Tzarech Lomar. This is Rava Alma B'Meshichas HaMashkon Yischayevu HaPoalim L'Kayim Divreihem. And Tosa says, Tosa Rosh says, Lesa, it's wrong. So what do we do with the world of the Poalim? What do we do with that Gemara? So here we have in both editions, let's look it back in our Tosus, V'yesh Lomar, D'lo Dami. Tosus gives two answers. First answer is, the Hasam Garmu Lo Hefseid. That for some reason, we're going to hold off the reasoning for a little while, for some reason, the fact that they put me in a situation of potential loss, that somehow creates a chov. What that means, we're going to have to come to. Okay, but Tosus says it, and Hu Hadin, Tosus HaRosh, Hu the Poalim came in the Dover HaAvid Hu, V'chazru Lehem Chayi Evim L'Shalim Lo Hefseido. Where does this come from? Since when, if someone puts me in a situation of a loss, does that create a debt? L'chora, this is what we call classically a grumma, right? That they are causing me a loss by not showing up. Grumma, classically, is Chayi V'dinei Shamayim, right? They're not going to get Maftir Yonah. But it's not chayev v'dinei adam. In other words, and Tosus over here appears to say that we have over here a chiyuv. That's one. V'od she'ein hachavila b'toras mashkon. This is not a mashkon. A mashkon cannot create a chov. Ela knuya lo l'skor poalim. Tosus says that when the workers left their tools in the house of the Baal HaBayit, the understanding was that if they don't show up, he can use this to hire someone else. Namely, that this was the understanding between them. It was never meant as a mashkon. It was meant as an insurance policy that if they don't show up, he can sell these tools and hire someone else. Okay? So think to yourselves. In other words, you hire a photographer to take pictures at your wedding, and he brings his video equipment to your house on Thursday morning. The wedding is Thursday night. And he calls Thursday night that he can't make it, that has a birthday party. He can't come. And so you can take his video camera and sell it, you know, right, on the black market and hire another photographer to come because it was given to you for that reason. You're right, you didn't trust him. You wanted something from him, not a mashkon. Collateral doesn't create a debt. But according to Second Tosus, it was given to you for this purpose. Okay. Then Tosus moves over, and again, I know I owe you explanation of the first teretz, we'll come back to it. Because then Tosus moves over into the world of shiduchim. Ukishirigirin ra'asot shiduchim. Now, there is something nowadays that we call avort, right? Or tnoim in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, I know it's, that. What happens? That the chasan and kala want to get married. The parents meet one another, and they agree that they're going to stand behind their children in terms of the fact that there's going to be a marriage, and that there is going to be a certain amount of help that each side is going to offer the young couple, etc. And so nowadays, what is done is that there is a shtar which is written up based on a kinyan sudar between the parents, that they are promising that their son is going to show up at the chuppah, that their daughter is going to show up at the chuppah, and that each side is going to help out to a certain amount. And what's written in the shtar is that if they don't stand up to their agreements, there's going to be a knas. There's going to be a monetary knas on the side that backs out. Either that the chassan or kala get cold feet, or that they back out from their financial obligations, is going to be a fine. That's what we have nowadays. But in the time of Tosfos, rather than making a kinyan, each side would bring to the vort a mashkon. Right? This side would bring their candlesticks, and this side would bring their esrog holder. Right? That would, the silver esrog holder, that would serve as the mashkon, the collateral that they're going to hold through, and otherwise they're going to pay the knas. It would serve as collateral on the knas. So, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that's great, because you can create a chov via a mashkon. So we create a chov of a potential knas by handing over a mashkon. But according to Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh, they said, no, that's a unique din in Schiras Poalim. That's a unique halacha in Schiras Poalim. But B'chol HaTorah Kula, you cannot create a chov via a mashkon. You can't tell someone, I'm going to give you a gift, and here's a mashkon, and that creates a chiyuv to give a gift. That's not true. So how does it work in Shiduchim? So therefore he says, "Ukushirigilim laso shiduchim tzarech lehizoher bedavar yafe." Sheyomar harei ani makne lecha kach vekach veguf hachefetz. You just can't give it as a mashkon. The mashkon would be meaningless. The mashkon would be meaningless halachically. You have to tell the person, here are these candlesticks, and I'm being makne them to you. I'm giving them to you if I back out. Right? In other words, that you're not just creating a mashkon, you're giving them part, a kinyan, within these candlesticks, or within this esrog holder, beguf hachefetz. Di'im amar, im achsor bi'eten lecha kach v'kach, v'holacha mashkon mona, v'holacha mashkon, mona inkan, mashkon inkan. Because if you say, I'll owe it to you, and here's a mashkon that I owe it to you, according to Tosfos, that's meaningless. That's our sugya. Mana enkan, mashkon enkan. You can't create a chov via a mashkon. This is the way Rashi learned the sugya, and this is the way that Tosfos themselves hold. Okay? So you have to be careful to say it in the right way. Umihu v'shema, then Tosfos backtracks and said, v'shema b'kiddushin lo amrinan mana enkan, mashkon enkan. Maybe, just as we saw by Schiris Poalim, that the fact that you were in a state of hefsed, that changes the world, and the state of hefsed allows you to create a debt via a mashkon. Maybe hu hadin, in the world of shiduchim, we also allow you to create a debt via a mashkon. Why? Kevan she'echad mehem chozer bo, that when one of the two sides backs out of the wedding or backs out of their financial commitment, hasheni mitbayesh bedavar, it's a big busha for the other side. Right? In other words, that these things happen. Someone breaks an engagement, right? The wedding invitation already sent out. It's, you know, words, it's better to break an engagement even and create a busha than to get married to the wrong person. But the bottom line is that there's a busha that's involved. And that busha, you know, is very, very real. So nowadays, you know, that one side could take the other side to a bested and say, if they're not going to compensate me for the busha, I'm going to have a kpeda. Oh, no one wants to have a kpeda. And who knows if this girl's ever going to get married. You know, there's going to be a kpeda hanging over her head. But that's what nowadays they do. You know, that the two sides have to go to a court and a beis din, and one side had, the side that backed out has to compensate the other side for their busha. But what Tosfos says is that because of the busha, the mashkon will create a loan. Namely, what we have over here in Tosfos is a shita, that generally a mashkon can never create a loan. You need a shibud haguf. You can't have a shibud nachasin creating a shibud haguf. The shibud haguf has to create a shibud nachasin. It's wrong way, you know, it's like running around the bases in the wrong direction. You can't do things in the wrong way. However, Tosfos says, in two cases, a mashkon can create a chov. In schiras poalim, because it's a davar ha'aved, and in the world of shiduchim, because of busha. What's going on over here? I mean, these appear to be totally extraneous factors in the world of kinyanim. Why bring in hefsed, or why bring in busha? They're real, they're very, very real in the economic world and in the emotional world. But what do they have to do with the world of kinyanim? Either a mashkon can create a chov, or it can't create a chov. Why should psychology, why should busha be a factor? So here, you already know the answer, because we already learned it in a different context. And that is that even though classically we have a very, very strict set of rules of ma'aseh kinyan, that in the world of metaltalim you need mashicha hagba'a kinyan sudar. In the world of karka we have kesef shtar chazaka and kinyan sudar, etc. However, what is the function of all of these kinyanim? To prove that we have das makne. To prove that we have das makne. But if we are certain that we have das makne without these kinyanim, then we could do without the kinyanim. For example, remember we had the Gemara on Daf Tesim at Beis. Here I quoted it in Ksuvus on Daf Kuf Beis and Beis. Exact same Gemara, Gufa. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Kama atanoten lebincha, kach vekach. Kama atanoten lebitcha, kach vekach. Amar vekitshu kanu. That when the husband, when the parents of the chassan and parents of the kala standing under the chuppah, and they look at one another and say, how much are you giving them as a dowry? Such and such. How much are you giving them as a dowry? Such and such. Then, the moment that the husband says to the wife, Harei Mekudeshet Li, Kanu. Since when does Harei Mekudeshet Li bring about a halachic debt? Hein hein dvarim haniknim ba'amira. That here, the context of the Amira is such a serious context that we assume that they have total das. The Gemara over there says that black and white, the fact that my daughter is marrying your son and your son is marrying my daughter, gamri umakni hadadi. Even without a formal kinyan, there's no kinyan sudar, simply the setting of harayat mekudeshetli creates Baruch Hashem, my daughter got married. Baruch Hashem, my son got married. For that, I'm willing to give $10,000. Then I'm willing to give a house and a yacht. Whatever I'm willing to give, I'm giving. And I'm not going to go back on my word. I have total das, b'hi hanoah. Okay? So we see that without a ma'aseh kinyan, we can also create a debt. As long as we have some indication that this is real. Hu hadin, we saw the same thing, if you remember, by an arev. What creates a guarantor on a loan? Words? Why should words create a guarantor on a loan? Since when do words create a kinyan? So we had the Gemara, Amar Meimar, Arev de Mishtabed Machokas Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yossi. The Gemara Baba Basud Kufayin Gimel Medbez. L'Rav Yossi Damar Asmachta Kanya Arev Mishtabed. According to Rav Yossi, who says that even something that a person would never conceive of happening, that the lofa would default, I have to take into account, and therefore the arev, the guarantor, now has to pay. Rav Yehuda, Damar Asmachta Lo Kanya, according to Rav Yehuda, that the arev never took seriously, he'd really have to pay the loan, arev lo mishtabed. Amalei Rav Ashi Lameimar, how can you be told this in the din of Asmachta? Hamaisim b'chol yom Asmachta Lo Kanya, we paskin in general, that no one really takes seriously situations that are very, very rare, and yet, arev mishtabed. But if the lova defaults, the guarantor has to pay, even though asmachta lo kanya. Elmer Ravashi, bahi hanor de kamehemen lei, gomer mishtabed nafshe. The arev is mishtabed. He is accepting the obligation on himself to pay someone else's loan for his reputation. Bahi hanor. So bahi hanor creates das makna. It creates das emischayev. Bahi hanor can create a debt. Now, let's move closer to get closer to home. We have a world of gambling. We know that if people are professional gamblers, then they're pasul le'edus midrabanan. But the question is, why are they only pasul le'edus midrabanan? Why aren't they pasul le'edus midoraisa, that they're gazlanim? That the people who lost, right, someone goes to Las Vegas and he loses, he never intended to lose, he went there to win. So aren't you taking his money against his will? Isn't that gzela? Why should the person who owns the gambling hall only be postulatus drabanan? Shouldn't it be postulatus midoraisa as a gazlan? He's taking someone else's money. A. And So Tosas talks about this in Sanhedrin, and there are a number of deos. Al kein nira le Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds lefarei shachi. Kol ki haygavna lav asmachtahi. That when a person loses in gambling, he can't claim, I thought I was going to win. Why? The lohavi asmachta elahecha she'ein yochol laharviach. Asmachta is only in a case where I can't win. Aval hacha lohavi asmachta mikevan dekevan deshnayim heim. Since we have two parties who are gambling, one against the other, two people are playing poker, in order for one to win, the other one has to be willing to lose. And so therefore, when the two people playing poker, even the one who loses has kavana to give his money to someone else, because he can't win unless that other person has kavana to give him the money. Namely, that's the nature of the game. The nature of the game is that there are winners and losers. And so whenever there are winners and losers, that's not a case of asmachta. I can't claim I never thought I would lose. In order to win, you have to be willing to lose. That's sports, right? Yeah, in order to win, you have to be willing to lose. And so that creates the kinyan. That creates the das. That the das is created by the circumstances. Kevan de shnayim heim kol echad vi echad machni lechavero. Each one has das machnet gives the other one migo de imirvach boi ihu lemikne bahi anoa gamar umachni lechavre. In order to win, the other fellow is willing to lose. So in order for him to win, in other words, in order for the other person to win, he has to be willing to lose as well. That's the gamar umachne ahadodi. Ulefi ze points out Rabbeinu Tam kol shiduchin lo havi asmachta. Namely, that no one knows what's going to be. It could be that the other fellow is going to, his daughter is going to back out from the wedding, and then I'm going to be mitbayesh, and I'm going to want the knas. So if my son backs out from the wedding, I have to be willing to pay him, because I could, in other words, because in order for the knas to work, we're dealing with two parties. If either side's backs out, the other side has to be willing to pay. So that creates the chiyuv, the hadadiyut, in other words, that it's obvious that each side understands that the other side is going to be mitbayesh and is willing to commit themselves based on that busha in order that they get the money under the other circumstances. Hu hadin, we have a Tosfos bab Metzia, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Miu knas shosu b'shas shiduchim mahani, afilu lo kana bebezdin choshev, even without a kinyan. Kevan shenohagim bo kol ha'olam. First Tosfos says, because that's the way of the world. Mishum dahavi asitumta. That there's this concept that which is done in the world also has a halachic meaning. Va'od de bedin hu l'ischayev kol ha'chozer bo, kevan shemavayesh et chavero. That each side understands that in order for them to collect when they're mitbayesh, they have to be willing to give if they're causing the busha. And hu hadin in terms of the world of hefsed meruba. Namely, that the principle over here, just 1 second, Yisrael, the principle is that whenever we have a situation in which it's obvious that there is da'as makna, we don't require the classic rules of kinyanim. So, classically, in the world of kinyanim, mesiras mashkon doesn't create a debt, but in situations of hefsed, in situations of busha, mesiras mashkon can create a debt. Namely, that we're certain that there is da'as makna, that the mesiras mashkon shows that each side understands that we're dealing with a serious matter, that the wedding photographer would never have left his video camera if he didn't realize that I'm really depending upon him. That the people who are supposed to take the pishtan out of the yorah would never have left their hooks and their winches, etc., had they felt that this was just words. They understood that we're dealing with a serious matter. And therefore, we have the right to create a debt based on that action of Mesiras Mashkon. Even though under other circumstances, maybe that wouldn't be the case, but in these situations of hefsed, of busha, we have a certainty of a das makna. Yes, Yisrael.
I just don't see the exact parallel between, let's say, getting married and like gambling. When you're a gambler, play a game, you know that you're going to lose. One side's going to lose. If you get married, I don't think people are going to understand that. It's
100%. In other words, so but
it's the about Das Machna, then I don't know but, if they have that
Das. So that's why Tosis points out that over here the busha is such a powerful factor that no one would ever want to be mitbayesh. Namely, you know, it's an embarrassment. The Gemara compares embarrassing someone to killing him. Right? In other words, that's called a malbin pnei chaveru barabim. That's considered mutav lo sheyizarek lekivshan haesh. That we're dealing over here with murdering a person's ego, with murdering. You know, it's people take some, many times people take a long time to recover after having engagement broken on them, and that's the parallel is that it's taken seriously. That's, you know, the point is it's taken seriously. You're 100% correct. I'm not saying that one of the, you know, it's someone has to lose, but I'm just pointing out that just like when someone has to lose, everyone understands that this is serious. You just can't say, I was just joking. You picture someone at a blackjack table, right? In other words, he does the little bean doesn't fall into his number, and he takes back all of his chips and says, I was just joking. I really didn't mean to, you know, to gamble all this money. You know, it's, you can't play that game. In other words, it's an understanding. The moment that you put things on the table, there are those that say that the table serves as a chotzer, and when you put your chips on the table, it's like you're putting the money into the person's chotzer, and therefore that creates the kinyan. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the kinyan is created by the gamri umakniya hadodi, by the mutuality which is involved. So the mutuality can be because in order for me to win, I have to be willing to lose. The mutuality can be because I'm aware that busha is so serious. In other words, I'm putting down this mashkon to show that I'm really serious about it. Yes?
So how does it connect to
Sechiras Poalim? So in Sechiras Poalim, in other words, that we have situations where putting down the mashkon points out that both sides realize the seriousness. The seriousness could be because of Hefseid. My whole Parnasa is totally in the fact that this Pishtan comes out of the Yora at this time. Then I can sell it in the Shuk. Then I can make my living for the year. But if you're not going to come now, everything is going to go down the drain. Or the seriousness can come about by the busha. Namely, that these are situations where the mashkon shows pure das makna. It shows that there was total intent to keep my word. If my word was I'm going to pay a knas, I'll pay a knas. If my word is that I'm going to see to it that if I can't be there, someone else can be hired by my leaving the mashkon and being used to hire other poalim, then I'm willing to go in that direction because I realize the seriousness.
How's it different than the second answer?
The second answer is that it was never a mashkon. The second answer is l'chatchila, it was a kinyan. The first answer is it's a mashkon. In other words, it was meant to be returned. However, this mashkon can create a debt which is actionable. That I can, in other words, that it creates a debt which there is a judicial impact that I can act based on this debt, and so it's not, you know, it's that it's not just words and kilu I have taromet that you didn't keep your word. I can go and say misha para mi dor hamabul, and that's taromet. This goes far beyond taromet. This is I can hire people with that money. What created the debt? The mashkon. Since when does a mashkon create a debt? So this goes back to Hein Dvar, my nickname Ba'amira, that we have a whole set of situations where we are willing to bend the laws of Kinyanim when we're certain that we have Da'as Makna. So sometimes that is created by the circumstances. Well, it's always created by the circumstances. Sometimes the circumstances themselves have that seriousness. Sometimes it's the reputation. The Kamehemenle, right? That I get the status of a person who is believed in the community. Sometimes it's because of Hefseid. Sometimes it's because of Busha. That we have all of these forms of circumstances that can create a debt with non-conventional means. Sometimes via Amira. Sometimes via like by an arev or under the chuppah. Sometimes being via mashkon like by shiduchim, and the world of bas chavila liyado. Okay, that's what we have over here in this Tosfos. Again, I'm reading the Tosfos within the Tosfos Harash. I'm aware that there's other ways of reading Tosfos, but I think that this fits in very, very nicely where we can read it parallel. what we have to do is that just realize that when this Tosfos was edited, that some of the words that would normally point out that we're moving from a shita to a shita, unfortunately, got lost in the shuffle. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The Seder. So the Gemara then points out, Esve Rava, how can Rav Nachman, how can you say that I cannot be Mekadesh a woman with a mashkon? Don't we have a statement, Kidsha b'mashkon mekudeshet, that we have such a brisa that a mashkon can work? Hasam b'mashkon da'acherim. That's not a mashkon that I'm creating by giving this woman a mashkon and saying, now I owe you money, but rather there was a previous debt to me, and I was given a mashkon by someone else. I can now take this mashkon and give it to the woman. What am I giving her? It's not mine. The mashkon is only a temporary gevia. What am I giving her? It's not mine. It belongs to the lova. In other words, we have Levi borrowed money from Reuven and gave Reuven a mashkon. Whose mashkon is it? It's Levi's mashkon. Now Reuven goes to Sarah and says, "Harei mekudeshet li b'mashkon shel Levi." How can I be mekadesher with Levi's mashkon? It's not mine. It's not my money. Levi never told me to be mekadesher. How can I do that? So Gemara says, "Ukid Rav Yitzchak." Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak menayin reba alchov shekone mashkon sheneemar ulechati etzdaka yemeno kone etzdaka menayin. Mikan Rabba Alchov Shekona Mashkon. Rav Yitzchak is machadish to us that Reuven has a point of ownership in Levi's Mashkon. Even though when the debt is paid, Reuven's going to have to return it to Levi, but until the debt is paid, Reuven has a form of ownership. And that form of ownership is enough to give it to a woman and be machadisher. He has enough of a kinyan in this mashkon to be mekadesh and isha. This is what we have to discuss now. What in the world is going on? How can I speak about my ownership of something which is not mine? Everyone agrees this is Levi's. Everyone agrees that when Levi pays back his debt, this goes back to him. So how can I speak about owning it? So Rav Yitzchak says it's a pasuk. Well, in this past week's parsha, right? The pasuk is. It's parallel to this past week's parsha, okay? And the Chavo Yachbol, namely, it's the Gemara Pasuk in Devarim, but the halacha is that when I take a mashkon, which happens to be someone's pajamas, then every night before night I should return them the mashkon so they can sleep in their pajamas. If my mashkon is their work clothes, so I return it to them every day. And when I return it to them, and then again, the pajamas I'll collect again in the morning and the work clothes I'll collect again in the evening. And when I behave in this manner, ulachati et tzedaka. This is considered to be an act of tzedaka. So just a minute. Tzedaka is when I put my hand into my pocket and I give someone something of mine. How, when I return someone his pajamas, is that an act of tzedaka? So that's right. Rav Yitzchak is medayek. Ulachati et tzedaka im eino kon et tzedaka min ayin. Mikan lebalchov shekona mashkon. It must mean that when the Levi gave me his pajamas as a mashkon, I now own them. I have an ownership in his pajamas. And so when I give it to him at night, I'm giving him tzedaka. I'm giving him not his pajamas, I'm giving him my pajamas. Luchat yet tzedaka. And since they're my pajamas, so during the day, I can go to a woman and say, Harei mekudeshet li b'pijamot elu, and give her the pajamas. And then what's going to happen at night? I'm going to take it from the woman, who I just married with these pajamas, and give it back to him as tzedakah. And then the next morning, I'm going to take it back and give it back to the wife. I'm going to have this going back and forth. But it works because Balchov koneh mashkon. That's what Rav Yitzchak holds. Balchov koneh mashkon. I have a degree of ownership that's enough to be Mekadesh and Isha. Because it says, Ulchati et tzedaka, imeino kon et tzedaka minayim. Therefore, mikan lebalchov shekone mashkon. Okay, so Tosfos was bothered. How in the world do we see from the word tzedaka that this is the meaning. Doesn't tzedakah generally mean it's a great thing to do? Like, where do we see that it's mine? So it says, "Menayin lebal chov shekona mashkon, pirish bekuntrus." I'm sorry. Next tosfos, tzedaka menayin, the little tosfos, v'yim tomar ikat tzedaka mimash yachzir lolishkav alav. Maybe the tzedaka is that I get a pat on the back for giving him back his pajamas, that he can sleep in his pajamas at night rather than in his underwear. Maybe that's a tzedaka, but not that it belongs to me. V'yishlamar the diek midichsiv v'shachav b'sim laso uberachacha. That when I give him back his pajamas, he gives me a bracha. If they were still his pajamas all along, and they were never my pajamas, so when the ani gives me a bracha, in other words, he owes me money. And if he's giving me a bracha, that's like ribis. So in other words, it must be that the pajamas are really mine, and I'm giving to him. Because if they were his, and he's giving me ribis because I'm a nice guy, and everybody's thanking me, that would be ribis. It's also for me to accept not only ribis mamon, not only to accept, you know, two pairs of pajamas back for the one pair I gave him, it's also for me to accept ribis dvarim, and that's the raya. Okay, could be. However, yesh mafarshim, delo mikri tzedaka elo hanosein mishalo, kamo tzadek mishalcha v'ten lo. That tzedaka, by definition, by Torah definition, means that I am giving him something of mine. This we find also, I sent you to Tosus and Shavuos, tzedaka minayin. Tosus says, delo mikarye tzedaka ela imkein machasro mamon. That tzedaka is only if it's coming out of my pocket. If it's not coming out of my pocket, it's not my tzedaka. So if these pajamas, it's tzedaka tielo, it means that they're coming out of my pocket. That's an ikaron. It's not because of ribis dvarim, but simply the word tzedaka, this is the Torah definition. So I just sent you to the fact that this is a machokas rishonim. Is this really the Torah definition? The Rambam also paskins our sugya. However, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim defines terminology. In Chelo Gimel, Perek Nun Gimel, Zeha Perek Kolol Perush Inyonei Shlosh HaShemot, Shehutzrichu Lefarshim. That we have three words in the Torah that appear to be synonyms, and we have to distinguish between them. Behem, Chesed, Mishpat, U'tzdaka. And so the Rambam explains that what is Chesed? Chesed inyano haflaga be'ezed davar shemafligim bo. Chesed is going above and beyond. Above and beyond. What we call lufnim yishurat hadin. That's Chesed. V'shimshu ba b'haflagas gemilas hatov yoseh. That when I do gemilas chesed to someone, this is a voluntary act on my part. It's totally above and beyond anything which is owed. That's called chesed. When I give someone something which is not owed. God, olam chesed yibaneh. God did a tremendous ma'isa chesed by creating the world. Mechal kel chayim b'chesed. God keeps us going with chesed. We don't deserve it. We all know that we all have all these skeletons in our closet. We don't deserve God's chesed. That's why it's a chesed. Chesed means it's not deserved. Okay, if that's chesed, so then what's tzedakah? Oh, let's start with, what's mishpat? Okay, so mishpat, that we understand. Mishpat, right, go down three lines from the bottom. Hu gadun b'mashe ro'i al hanidom. In other words, mishpat is tit for tat. I give him that which is coming to him. It could be chesed. It could be he once did me a favor, so I'm returning the favor. O nakama. It could be he hurt me, so I am taking my revenge. Kvar nizbayar, she chesed nofel gmilus chesed gamur. Okay, and mishpat is, you know, it's a tit for tat. So where does tzedakah fit in this world? So he says, umilas tzedakah, going back to after the five dots, umilas tzedakah, he nigzeret mi tzedek, vihi hayosher. Tzedek, we're dealing with that which is proper, that which is right, not necessarily that which is coming to the individual, but creating a better world. Hayosher hu lahagia kol ba'alchok l'chuko. To bring everything to its perfection. V'latet l'kol ha'nimtza min ha'nimtzaot kefi ha'ro'i lo. To to create a situation where everyone has that which is coming to him. Everything is according to its ultimate meaning. Ulefi inyan harishon lo yikaru b'sifrei nevuah chukim shata chayav bem gezulatcha kishtishamam tzedaka. And therefore, kishtifra lesachir scharo o tifra chovcha lo yikare tzedaka. Tzedaka is not paying debts. Tzedaka is not paying for work. That would be perhaps mishpat, but not tzedaka. Aval hachukim haruuyim alecha lezulatcha mipnei ma'alat hamidot. But what is tzedaka when you do that to someone else, which will bring that individual to his ethical perfection? Kerefuas machatz kol lachutz yikare tzedek, like healing someone. In other words, that you are enabling him to live on the highest plane. Umipnei ze amar b'hashavas hamashkon ulechotiyeh tzedaka. So when you return a mashkon to an individual, when you turn someone his pajamas that he could sleep at night, ulechotiyeh tzedaka. It's not a tzedaka to him. It's a tzedaka to yourself. Ki kishetelech b'derach ma'alot hamidot, when you do an ethical act, kfar asita tzedek l'nafshecha. You raised yourself ethically. Kvar asita tzedek l'nafshecha hamaskelet. You did a tzedaka to your soul. Ki shilamta lachuka. That your soul, in order for it to be complete, has to be an ethical. Umnei ze tikare kol malat midot tzedaka. So bringing anything to its goal is tzedaka. Bringing your soul to its ethical peak is tzedaka. So anything you do which is going to raise you morally, ethically, it's tzedaka to yourself. It's tzedaka to yourself. So if you give someone charity, that we call it tzedaka, but that's not really tzedaka. When you give someone charity, you're not raising them. The charity is to yourself. You're making yourself a better person by giving charity. In other words, when you do chesed to someone else, you are making yourself you are giving tzedaka to yourself. So according to the Rambam, realize that this act of returning a mashkon to someone when he needs it is raising your own soul to a higher level. Nothing to do with the world of who it belongs to, etc., etc. A totally, totally different approach. Okay? Maybe this is the understanding of the first parish of Tosfos, so that's why he came on to Rivas Dvarim. That I don't know. Okay, in any case, we have this din of Rav Yitzchak. Yes?
What's the difference between the Havamina Tosfos and the Maskana? What changed?
It's not a Havamina Maskana, it's two Terutzim. Tosfos asks, how do you see from the Pasuk, Minayin, even Tomer, Ika Tzedaka Mimashi Yachzir Lo Lishkav Alav? Maybe Tzedaka simply means that I'm doing a nice act. Right? Like the Rambam would say, if you want to. That the tzedaka is that I'm doing a nice act and I'm really raising my soul, etc. How do we know that it relates to Dine Mamonos? So Tosfos A brings a raya from the world of Ribis Dvarim.
Yeah, but in the Gemara itself, we assume that already.
That the question, Tosfos is asking, what is the basis of the drasha in the Gemara? How did Rav Yitzchak know that im eino kone tzedaka minayin, mikan lebaal chov shekone mashkon? How did Rav Yitzchak know that is the principle that we're working with? So Tosfos's first teretz is he's working backwards from Ribis, from the berachacha, that if the ani can give you a bracha, kanereh that these pajamas are not alone but a gift. Tosfos's second teretz is that this is built in to his lexicon, to the Torah dictionary. Just pointing out that the Rambam has a different dictionary. Okay, the Rambam still paskins Rav Yitzchak, but he has a different dictionary. So kind of maybe the Rambam held like the first Teretz. I don't know. Okay. Then we have another problem over here, and that is, what is the realm of Rav Yitzchak? Because we have two types of mashkon. We have one mashkon which is given when you give a loan. Right? I don't trust you. I'm only going to give you a loan if you give me a mashkon. I want collateral. I'll give you a loan on collateral. like in America, there used to be what's called pawn shops, right? That people who needed loans would come to the pawn shop and give something of value to the pawn shop, and then the pawn shop would give them a loan. When they paid back the loan, generally with ribis, then they would get back the object in the pawn shop. And if it was there for more than a month, then anyone could buy it. Right? That's the concept of a pawn shop. So there is a mashkon which is given bishas halva. And then there's a mashkon, which means, in other words, that your time is up. I lent you $100 for a month, and you didn't pay me in the month. So then I would generally go to court, and the court would then send a shliach bezdin to your house, and he would take a mashkon that would now be my collateral until you actually pay the loan, until you pay the loan. What we call a mashkon shelo b'shas halva. Which of these mashkonot did Rav Yitzchak speak about? Was Rav Yitzchak talking about the mashkon b'shas halva, or the mashkon shelo b'shas halva, or both? That is a machlokes rishonim, right? No, who says what? Tosa says Rav Yitzchak's halacha is only in a mashkon shelo b'shas halva. And the Rambam holds that it's both shas halva and shelo b'shas halva. Okay? Let's first just look at the Rambam for a minute. In Hilchos Schirus Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, Hamal ve'esklaveiro hamashkon, bein hilvau ma'os, bein hilvau peiros, bein shemishkano b'shas halva, bein shemishkano achar shehilvahu, harejle shomer sachar, da-da-da-da-dam. In other words, that's the, you know, it's the way the Rambam understands the principle of Rav Yitzchak. We'll come to that a little bit tomorrow, next time probably. And Hilchos Ishus, Hayebeado Mashkon Alachov, Sheitzo Acherim, Vekidesh Bo Isha, Afapi Sheno Shalor, Reiz Mekudeshet, Nesha Baalchov, Yeshlo Miksas Kinyan, Begufo Shal Mashkon. Magid Mishnah, Sham Braisa, Upir Shuha, Bein Mishkano Bishas Halvaaso, Bein Mishkano Shalor Bishas Halvaaso, Vechein Hela HaRamban, Besefer Shavuos, Bemesekh Shavuos. Okay, so we have the Rambam and the Ramban saying the Rav Yitzchak's halacha applies both situations. Let's look in Tosfos. Mashkon da Acherim ukid Rav Yitzchak. Af agad Rav Yitzchak ayiv mashkon shelo b'shas halva aso. Matzinu lemeimar kevan de balchov kone mashkon shelo b'shas halva kinyan gomur. Ad shi yipade kama. B'shas halva aname olim shibude lechashev mamon lekadesh bo ha'isha. Liknos bo avodim v'karkaos. The Tosa says, Rav Yitzchak's halacha balchov kone mashkon, with whatever nafkaminis there are that we'll see later on in terms of shomer sachar, shoel, v'chule, that applies only to a mashkon shelo b'shas halva. But the moment that applies to a mashkon shelo b'shas halva, there must have been some tashtit. There must have been some foundation in the world of a mashkon b'shas halva, which would allow Chazal to make this rule in a mashkon shelo b'shas halva. It must be that a mashkon b'shas halva olim shibude is not just a regular lien; it's a super lien. Olim means that's a strong. We have a strong shibud. It goes beyond a normal lien. It goes beyond a normal debt. That there's something more that exists in the mashkon b'shas halva that would allow for us to say that a mashkon shelo b'shas halva there is a kinyan. Let's first just try to understand Tosfos off the page. Why would you distinguish between a mashkon b'shas halva and a mashkon shelo b'shas halva? I sent you to a Rashi in Baba Metzia. What's the uniqueness of a mashkon shelo b'shas halva? Sorry, I forgot to print it on the page. What's the uniqueness of a mashkon shelo b'shas halva? Let me just read to you the Rashi, Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, on the din of Rav Yitzchak. Amar Amor Damar Rav Yitzchak Mishkano shelo b'shas halva. The Hakra, the Pasuk, the Mishkano ayadei shliach bezdin ksiv, דכסיב לאל מיני בחוץ תעמוד ומינן לי לקמה בשליח בזדין, והאו ודאי קוני, דרגוביינה שקרי. ורקה לדימויה למשכנו בשעשר ועשו. Namely, what is the function of a mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a, which is missing l'chora in a mashkon b'shas halva'a? Who is the body that creates a mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a? Is this an act of a vigilante act on the part of the of the malveh, that he goes and grabs something from the house of the loveh? What did Rashi say? Who does it? I'll read it again. Dekra b'mishkano ayadei shliach bezdin dechsiv le'el minei b'chutz ta'amodu m'kminon le'kaman b'shliach bezdin v'ahu v'adai koni d'l'govayna shakroi. Bezdin. Bezdin creates the mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a. What is the status of a mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a that Bezdin creates? Why is Bezdin getting involved over here? Reuven owes B money. B didn't pay back the money to Reuven. Why is Bezdin getting involved? How is Bezdin getting involved? What are they doing by taking the mashkon? They're collecting the loan. This mashkon serves as a temporary gviyah. It serves as a temporary payment until until B pays Reuven that which he owes Reuven. This mashkon serves as a gviyah. Since it serves as a gviyah, it serves as a payment. What does Rav Yitzchak say? Baal chov, kone mashkon. Right. In other words, that the baal chov has kinyanim in this mashkon because this mashkon is a payment. If B never pays Reuven, this mashkon is going to be the payment. So Reuven, according to Rav Yitzchak, has now kinyanim in this mashkon. But what about a mashkon b'shas halva'a? Is that a payment? Did you ever hear of a situation where a loan is paid before it's given? So that's why Tosa says, the mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a, that is the payment. There Rav Yitzchak says, Baal chov kone mashkon. The mashkon b'shas halva'a is not a payment. It's simply a guarantee, a surety, collateral. It's not a real payment, because how can you have a real payment? How can you pay that which you just borrowed? So therefore, Rav Yitzchak's halacha is only in a mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a. However, it must be that even a mashkon b'shas halva'a, there's something there. There's some connection to Reuven, to this mashkon. Not a kinyan, but olim shibudei. How does olim shibudei reflect itself? So Tosa says, in three ways. One way, Tosa says, in the world of Shemitah, that normally a loan, when Shnas HaShemitah comes about, a loan is canceled. However, a loan on which there is a mashkon, even a mashkon b'shas halva'a, is not canceled. Why? Because olim shibudei. Olim shibudei means that this loan is considered to be potentially paid. In other words, that the Torah says lo yigos, a loan which is totally unpaid, that Shemitah absolves. But a loan which has a mashkon, it's already in the world of payment. There, Shemitah hands off. It's already in the pipeline. If it's already in the pipeline of payment, hands off. So when we're dealing with a loan, b'shelo b'shas halva'a, there's already temporary gevia, that we understand. The chiddush of b'shas halva'a is that's considered to be a temporary payment. That's what Tosus points out. What other realm? Bayiro bayimatzei. That if a Reuven has a mashkon from Shimon of chametz, if Reuven has a mashkon from Shimon of chametz, if it's a mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a, so clearly it belongs now to Reuven. He has to get rid of it before Pesach. What if it's a mashkon b'shas halva'a? Olim shibudei. It's considered to be enough his that he'd be over bayiro bayimatzei. So the mashkon shelo b'shas halva'a is not his, but it's enough of a pipeline to break Shemitah. It's enough of a pipeline to create Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. And what is Tosfos Mechadesh? It's also enough of a pipeline to Mekadesh Anisha. That is a chiddush, right? You realize, to be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, okay, it's matzui. That it shouldn't be, that Shemitah shouldn't apply to it, it's not lo yigos. But to be Mekadesh Anisha, that's a tremendous chiddush in Tosfos. That's a tremendous chiddush in Tosfos. And therefore, the other old, or as Batosa says, it's Bashem from our sugya, that we're dealing even with the world of Shelo Bishas, of Bishas Halva. Okay, but it's a big chiddush, because it's, in other words, if you say, like the Rambam and the Ramban, that the whole din of Rav Yitzchak applies even to a Mashko Bishas Halva, so we understand, you can make a Kadesh and Isha, it's yours. But to say, no, it's really not yours, but Olam Shibudei. That's a big chiddush. Okay? So we'll continue from here, Bli Neder, next time. What we still have to deal with are just two more factors. One factor in terms of understanding our sugya, how it works in the world of Kedushin. And secondly, how does it impact on how does Rav Yitzchak Halacha impact on day-to-day life? What are the responsibilities of the Malva towards the Mashkon? That's this Tosos over here, Minayim Lebal Chov Shekone Mashkon, Machokas Rashi and Tosos. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll move in, I'll give you Mar Makomos for the next Sugya as well. Okay? The Seder, thank you. Chodesh Tov, Mishnetans Adam, Rabban B'Simcha, Simcha.